All right, I'm going to close the net now. You have been listening to Southern Oregon GMRS Amron Emergency Communications Net. Another net on this repeater is Wednesday night at 6 p.m. We have the Patriot Ladies Net. That is hosted by Karen, WRJX359, and it's a place where like-minded ladies of all ages all get together to practice our radio skills, develop friendships, and talk about living in Southern Oregon, emergency prep, and all the things that we do as a group of women and people listen. Really good to hear, so thank you all. I wish to thank OregonGMRS.org for the use of this repeater, and to each and every one of you who give your love, time, equipment, and skills to keep this world thriving here in Southern Oregon. Radio is hot here. If you would like your GMRS license to be able to talk on these repeaters and have a be able to reach a little further family-style talk, it requires no testing. It's only $35, and it's good for the entire family for 10 years. You'll need help obtaining that GMRS license online at the FCC website. You can go to ivarc.org. They have a great form walking you through step-by-step. That is ivarc.org website. And Illinois Valley Amateur Radio Club. Right now, the FCC is having a hard time complying with all that because the government is still shut down. So they may be on hold for a little while, but don't let that get you down. If you want your GMRS license, go ahead and reach out for it. For any questions not answered here, stand by. Didn't want a timeout there. For any questions not answered here, please email me at S-O, like Southern Oregon, GMRSNET at gmail.com. That is SOGMRSNET at gmail.com. And as always, please continue to learn more radio skills and practice up, my friends. Radio may be the only form of communication you have if things go down. There's plenty to learn on Radio Club websites and YouTube for free. So this is, once again, Kimber, wishing you all a very good night. Be safe and be well, my friends. Keep your eyes open. See what's going on around you. Don't keep your heads down in your cell phone because it shouldn't be there. Stand by. Unless you're at home studying. But don't let me tell you what to do. Just be aware, folks. All right, so this concludes the Amron Emergency Communications Net. This is WRKV487, now returning the repeater back to normal GMRS operations at 8:04 p.m. local time. I will be standing by for any questions or discussions for just a little while before family time. So good night, Grandpa. Good night, John Boy. Be safe and be well. Any questions are out there, I'm here. WRKV487, Kimber.
WRUA 709, Kimber, just want to let you know, and anybody else that's still on net, being reported that there's an agreement coming through the Senate to break the impasse, so possibly that's going to get taken care of the next day.
Thank you, Ken. Let's hope that that happens. Let's hope things happen to clear up all of this mess that we are in, and just have some peace for a while. That'd be nice. Probably won't happen, but let's see what goes on. Anyway, thank you, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, well, I like to pass on good news wherever possible. You know, the biggest thing is we've got to learn is just to keep talking to each other civilly. I certainly have friends that are much different than I, even family, much different than I look at things, and still trying to keep the discussion going so we can respect each other and keep on keeping on. Anyway, I thought that was a good note to end with, and so WRUA 709, I will monitor for a while.
Thank you, Ken. That is totally true. We do need to be able to learn to communicate with each other, no matter what side, no matter what our preferences are, no matter what how we perceive things. It's always good skill to have to be able to listen and then communicate. Effective communication skills, it is necessary because there's just too much finger pointing, and you know we shouldn't talk about this much. But just as a general rule of thumb, love each other, respect each other, have compassion, take care of each other, be charitable. Anyway, thank you. WRKV 487 monitoring. WSJP 362 comment. Gail, 332, I didn't hear what you said. You were doubling with someone at that moment.
I was saying that I'd like to make a comment. I was on the internet just to see how long the government has been shut down, and it says that tonight, Sunday, they have a 60-40 vote to reopen the government.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay. Let's see if they can make it happen or if they're going to have something else going on. But I'm going to keep positive. I'm going to just roll forward and keep positive. Thank you for the information, Gail.
You're quite welcome, Kimber. And WSJP 332 standing by, just monitoring.